transmission.
Guten Tag, Guten Morgen, Guten Abend, whichever pertains to you. What are we doing? We're listening to Anon Radio. I'm talking, you're listening. My name is Tobe. I'm the president and chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I also embezzle all of their finances, for I am, in fact, the corrupt financial officer of said same committee. I'm a little stiff and messed up today, but when am I not? So I'm sitting here drinking some hot tea, and I'm pissed off. I'm very angry. Why? Because I still haven't seen any Tobe plates. What is a Tobe plate? Well, as you know, my name is Tobe. And about, how long has it been now? 3, 4, 5 years ago, my city, actually my whole state, had to change how they did car license plates. We started running out of license plates in the more populous counties, meaning this one and only this one, Douglas County, the county that contains the metropolitan Omaha area, among others. And our old system, basically, your license plate was the number of your county, then a dash, and then a number, like a 5 or a 6-digit number. I can't really remember. And that only allows for what, 60, a six-digit number only allows for a million different cars. Well, we went through a million different cars, or at least license plates, and so they changed the system. But they only changed the system for this county, only for Omaha. Every other county in all other 97 or 95 or 93 counties, however many there are in Nebraska, are still on the old, same old system. But in Omaha, we have the new system where the first 3 digits are letters, and then there's 3 digits. So it's 3 letters, then 3 numbers. And you can do the math in your head how many license plates that allows you for. 26 times 26 times 26 times 10 times 10 times 10, whatever that ends up being. It's a lot more than 6 digits that are just numbers. Well, when I heard that we were going to have this style of license plate, I realized that there would be Tobe license plates, meaning there's going to be a whole bunch, namely 1,000 license plates that start off with the 3 letters T-O-B and then a 3-digit number. So, and I knew it was going to be a while because the first license plates are A-A-A-O, boy, yeah, so years go by, and I don't know, finally this summer or earlier this spring, I realized, you know, sometime this fall, we're going to probably start seeing Tobe license plates because we were in the S's. We were halfway through the S's, and I've seen SDF license plates, and I've seen SMJ license plates, and just about everything else. And, oh, not too long ago, I started seeing the first T license plates, T-A-B and T-A-D and all this stuff, and I started getting super excited and super excited. And then some months later, then I saw like a TPM or a TPD, and I'm like, what? They skipped the Tobes? I still haven't seen one, and this has been going on for a couple months now, and we're into the T's. We're going to be seeing U license plates probably by the end of the year, and still no Tobe license plates, and I am pissed. I'm very angry because I've been so excited to see Tobe license plates because, you know, I never see my name written down anywhere accidentally. You know, I have a friend named Doug. His real name is Douglas, and he sees his name printed places accidentally all the time. He lives, you know, 2 blocks away from Douglas Street. He lives in Douglas County. My friend Douglas gets to see his name everywhere. I don't get to see my name any place. Unless I'm looking at a calendar and it says October, or I drive to a store called the Tobacco Hut. And it's like, oh, come on. So I was really excited to start seeing Tobe license plates. And especially, I was hoping to try to get Tobe 327 just to see it, maybe take a picture of it. one of the best of these license plates I ever saw was NOT311, which is, of course, not 311, which I wanted to take a picture of. But the funny thing is, when I saw it, is when I was actually still shooting film, and I was going into the drugstore to drop off the film and get some new film, and that's when I saw the car in the drugstore parking lot. And by the time I came out with the new film, the car was gone. I wanted to get a picture of me next to not 311, because I know some guys in that band, and I would send it to them, and they would think it was funny, because some of those guys were in my old bands when I was a kid. Blah, 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 blah. Stories of bands. Yeah. But if I do see a Taube license plate, I'll be the first to let you know. If I see some SDF or SMJ plates, I'm going to try to take some pictures so I can post them on SDF. In the meantime, we're going to talk about something entirely different. And the other day, you might remember that I mentioned my bat detector. It's not really a bat detector. It doesn't detect bats. It allows you to listen to bats. Well, it allows you to listen to anything ultrasonic up to about 100,000 hertz. This has got a range of between about slightly less than 30,000 hertz up to 100,000 hertz. And it peaks at about 40K. So, today, I'm going to hook this magic transducing heterodyning audio amplifier up to all this beautiful recording equipment I have, and we're going to go around and we're going to listen to some ultrasound. We're going to actually listen to some light bulbs, we're going to listen to some fluorescent lights, and we're going to listen to some capacitors charging, and we're going to listen to anything else I can find that produces ultrasonic sounds or noises. So, let's get this thing plugged in. Let's get mobile, start moving around here. See what we can find. Where's that patch cable I have that... here it is. And one of the first things I need to tell you is that the noise floor is going to go up, or at least what appears to be the noise floor. You are going to hear a lot of static, a lot of hiss. And that isn't just all noise floor. That is actually the sound spectrum up high. That's all you're going to get is freaking noise. This is ambient ultrasound. So, here in a second, you're going to hear the hiss level go way up, and then we're going to start pointing this thing at whatever we can find. Okay, plug this bad boy in. Okay, yes, we're in. We're jacked in, ready to go. I got the thing turned on. I can hear noise. Okay, the first thing that I think we need to check out here is probably this compact fluorescent light bulb I'm under. So let's hold the microphone up to this. Oh yeah, I can start to hear it already. And this is what a compact fluorescent light bulb sounds like. Let's move over to the other one. Oops, what the hell's going on here? We're having a failure. We're back. We're failing. We're back. It's this damn cable. Okay, how about now? There we go. There's another compact fluorescent. Let's hold it up to my computer monitor, see if I get anything. Nope, not a damn thing. How about my little... Ooh, my laptop is making a little bit of noise, my old laptop. You can barely hear it. Okay, away from the laptop. Close to the laptop. A little bit of a high whine there. Going back by the fluorescent light bulb. And if you're hearing little ticks and teeks and stuff like that, that's me tapping this thing and making little noises. Sometimes, if I got this thing set just right, you can hear my fingers rub together. Yeah, hear that? Those are the ridges of my fingerprints rubbing up against each other. Oh, now my cat's following me around because there's cords dangling everywhere and kitties have to eat kitty spaghetti. Okay. What's this? I'm detecting something. Oh, we got another compact fluorescent light bulb. Wow. Okay, what in the hell's going on? I need a better cable. I I've had these cables for years. It's no wonder they don't work too good anymore. Yeah, and that's what they sound. Okay, Dinkus, that's not a kitty toy. That's not a kitty toy for you. So sorry. So sorry. All right. I promised listening to some capacitors. So here's my people zapper charging up. Those are capacitors charging. This is an electrical discharge. You probably heard that. It might have clipped my recorder amp, but who knows? Okay, let's listen to that big fat capacitor charge up again. This is a 10,000 picofarad flash capacitor. And there, pretty much fully charged. I'm gonna discharge it. That little sound is an electrical spark. All right, let's listen to that wacky capacitor charge whine again. Here we go. Yeah, sounds like some kind of crazy space sound. Okay, let's discharge it. Crunch. And we're gonna leave that over there. And now let's go up into the... God damn it. Let's go up into this... Maybe it's this jack in this thing. You know, I use cheap components, and I used a cheap pot on here that super dirty. You turn it and start going... I have to get some better precision pots. I might actually even have some. I think I got like two 10Ks. What's this? Of course, that's when it craps out. Stupid cables, stupid stuff. God damn it. Anybody who wants me to send me new patch cables, go ahead. Contact me, I'll give you my mailing address. There's another fluorescent light. There's another one. Okay, the cat's following me around. Trying to get the cords. Now I'm just breaking my own stuff. This is my kitchen. I've got like 50 compact fluorescent lights in here. I got regular fluorescent lights in here too. I should turn these on. I don't even remember how to turn them on. That's the fan. I don't know what that is. There we go. Here's some fluorescent lighting. The tube kind. So this is your typical 18-inch fluorescent lighting tube. Thank you, Nikola Tesla, for being the smartest guy ever. And we'll turn that off. Did you hear those clicks? Wait, can we hear the supersonic click or the ultrasonic click? Yeah, that little pop you heard? That was the arc inside the switch, inside the wall switch. That's pretty cool. All right. Well, right off the bat, I can't think of anything else around here that gives off some ultrasound. Let's go over here. I've got a flashing LED. And I wonder if that tiny little chip in there is loud enough for me to pick up. Not quite. So that would be cool, though. All right. I think that's going to be just about it for the ultrasound segment of our show today. If you'd like to hear more ultrasound, drop me a line, let me know, and I'll find some more things to listen to. Currently, you're listening to Tobe, listening to ultrasound on Anon Radio. I'm going to take a quick break, so why don't you listen to this little piece of music, and I'll be right back. Intaka. You are listening to Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I hope you've enjoyed our show so far. You never know what you're going to get listening to the Dubious Goals Committee and all their wacky projects, like listening to ultrasound with heterodyning audio amplifiers and wacky homemade equipment like that. Stuff like that. If you decide to build one and it's not too hard, you can also listen to ultrasonic cleaners for like jewelry and stuff. I don't have one, otherwise we would have listened to that. And you know, there's those ultrasonic like pest repellers. You plug them in and they're supposed to keep away roaches and mice and stuff. And what those do is they just make a really annoying noise up there where you can't hear it, but these little pests can, and it's wee 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 wee. It's like a siren, and it's pretty annoying. I don't know how effective it is. But I don't have one of those either. I used to work at a place that had one. I could test it there, but I'm a kind of all out of stuff to ultrasonic stuff in my house. I'll have to work on some other things for us to all listen to. Eventually, I'd like to build some kind of cross modulator that would turn light into sound, and I've had this idea for a very long time, and I've worked on various things like solar powered oscillators and like light controlled oscillators and light controlled light solar powered light controlled oscillator, you know, stupid stuff like this. And I never really came up with anything really good. And a couple years ago, like 2 years ago, I came across something on a line. I was looking for weird, like, synthesizer stuff and came across a guy who built stuff. And he also did some other wacky noodle kind of electronic things. And one thing he made was a light-to-sound kind of cross-modulator. Maybe I'll have to get one of those. They're kind of expensive, but I've always wanted one. Maybe this would be a good excuse. And then we could walk around and it's like a light microphone, and you just point it at light, it turns magic light into sound. And I've got all kinds of wacky lights in my house, and so we can probably find some interesting things to listen to there. But first I gotta come up with the money to get one of those things. So tune in soon for an episode of Converting Light to Sound on the Dubious Goals Committee Show, starring Tobe. And just as an aside here, if you've been paying any attention and you know today's code word, you can take this time to go ahead and email it to me. If not, that's not anything you need to worry about. I've always enjoyed listening to weird stuff, and one thing I've always wanted to get into is extremely low frequency radio and stuff like that. I've got a lot of recordings on CD and stuff of planets and pulsars and weird stars and all kinds of weird sounds in outer space. Of course, you can't really hear them. They're converted from radio frequencies. But I've never done it myself. I've never heard it live, if that makes any sense. And so I've always wanted to build a radio that could pick up some of this stuff. And I've gone so far as to find plans, and I know where to get all the parts and all this stuff, but I just haven't done it. It is a fairly in-depth kind of project. It's not a knock it out in an afternoon type of deal. It's one of those that takes a few days, and I'm a man of very little patience, and when I want electronic stuff, I want to make it, and I want it right now, because I'm not interested in making it. I want the end product, and so the faster I go, the more prone to stupid mistakes I am, and then the end product ends up not working, and so then you spend more time troubleshooting it and fixing it than if you would have just taken the time to do it in the first place. I'm a little better at that now than I was when I was younger, but still, it's an urge that I have to quell. And I want this extremely low-frequency radio so I can listen to things like Aurora Borealis and the Dawn Chorus when the sun hits the atmosphere and starts to ionize the atmosphere. It makes all kinds of crazy sounds, and as that reacts with the poles, you know, you get these, you get crazy, wacky sounds that are completely natural, but you would think were dreamed up in some kind of movie studio or a Foley studio or made on a synthesizer, and they're not. These are natural sounds that you too can hear if you have this little magic piece of equipment. And so that's why I need one, because I like little magic pieces of equipment. And I really want to hear this, and I hope I've piqued your interest enough to want to hear it too. We'll just need to wait until I procure some more funds, and then we'll have the extremely low frequency listening episode, and maybe we can listen to some rainbows. And I'll just stop right there. What other kind of wacky electronic things do we need to make? I'm looking around here and I've got all kinds of stuff laying around on my floor, but nothing that's very interesting. Just some oscillators, a frequency chopper, my ring modulator. Maybe we should ring modulate some stuff. I don't even know what I would do. We'd have to hook some stuff up. Maybe we'll do that in a future show. I wouldn't even know what to do. My hair thing is falling out of my hair, so I gotta adjust the thing and so my hair doesn't get in my face. Okay, and I'm back to normal, whatever normal is. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to me. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and this is our de facto meeting for today, for lack of a better term. One of the other important things we need to do is read some fortune cookie fortunes. So I'm just grabbing some at random here. A wise man will enlighten you soon. Didn't we get that one last week? I'm enlightening you now. Investigate new possibilities with friends. Now is the time. Why do I save these? Nobody knows. You will make many changes before settling down happily. Okay, that seems obvious, but... You will always have good luck in your personal affairs. Well, I suppose. And I got more, but I think I'm done reading fortune cookie fortunes for today. You're welcome. But I can actually see a fortune cookie from here. There's a fortune cookie right over there on that shelf, and it's starting to eye me. Hey, don't get smart. You know, don't get me wrong. I'll kick a fortune cookie's ass. But I don't want to bore you with more fortune cookies and cookie crunching noises. And for some reason, that makes no sense to me whatsoever. That makes no sense to me whatsoever. I just had a memory. Did I ever tell you about the time I stepped on my girlfriend's barbed wire necklace? And I... That's pretty much the whole story right there. And the first question everybody asks is, was she wearing it? No. What? Okay. It's like a choker, right? And it's made out of barbed wire, and it's old. It's super rusty, right? Well, we were on the floor doing stuff, and she had taken it off and put it on the floor over to the side, and some time later when I had gotten up and took a few steps, and wham! Rusty barbed wire barbs right into my foot. And that was painful and nice and rusty, and I hadn't had a tetanus shot in years, probably since I was a child, and had to go to the doctor. And the doctor said, yeah, so what happened? Oh, I stepped on some barbed wire. It's like, what, you're walking through a farm barefoot? Or no, I stepped on my girlfriend's barbed wire necklace. Was she wearing it at the time? Why does everybody ask that? How does that even follow? So I had to get a tetanus shot, and so that was cool. So that... And I'm limping around for a few days and my foot's all bandaged up and all weird. What happened to your foot? I stepped on my girlfriend's barbed wire necklace. What was she wearing it at the time? Oh, No, and speaking of time, we are out of it, so gotta say my bye-byes. And you've been listening to Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman, president, and corrupt financial officer of the Dubious Goals Committee. I will see you tomorrow, same time, Anon Radio. Bye-bye.